This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with Take Your Son, On the Mountain of the Lord, Promise Renewed, Death of Sarah, and Burial of Sarah. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise. For to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Behold, the Lord comes to save us.
reading from Philippians chapter 4. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard are seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have received your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's at this time of the year that it is genuinely easy to get lost in one's self. From the hustle and bustle that the world skips right over from Thanksgiving to Christmas, our Advent in joy in this community here even at CTSFW, it's easy to forget about all the things that the Lord has for us. And so the Lord bids us to take this Advent as a pause. It is a nice time for the church to rest. Rest from the long journey that we've been going through from Pentecost until Christmas. Advent is that season of preparation, preparing for the glories that he has for us in store in his incarnation as we celebrate that. But even more so, it is a time for us to stop. Stop and to wait a little while. It makes us stop right here, which is very easy to see, the full picture of faith. It would be very easy to stop and kneel at the manger scene, but in our day-to-day lives, we are too busy in the things that seem very important to us, too busy in the pressing things going on, so we pause to stop, to reflect on this life and the life that God calls us to, informs us in through the blood of his own Son, our incarnate Lord. Classes and papers and life seem to take the front seat, in the driver's seat, in fact, in our mind's journey through these days as we go through this now new quarter. But Advent is that pregnant pause, if you will, to prepare us for the celebration of our Lord's nativity. A pause to reflect, not an inward reflection like the world would want you to do, to check all the boxes. Yes, I'm doing good in here. No, I'm not doing so good here. I need to get my life in order. No, it is a reflection through God's diagnosis tool of his holy word and through repentance and confession of our sins. It is a pause in which the faithful pause to see things as clearly as Christ illuminates them for us, to get things in line that actually matter for us and matter for the whole of the world, for our friends and for our family. A pause in which we are able to now reflect the light of Christ, even in these cold and darkened days, in this cold and dark world. And that's where we find St. Paul this morning, concluding his epistle to the Philippians. Throughout the whole of his letter, St. Paul continues to lay out what a life worthy in the gospel actually looks like for the Christian and for the world. St. Paul gives thanks constantly throughout the whole of this epistle for the generosity of the Philippians, for their prayers and for their support of him. And now at the conclusion of all of this, this really helps frame the message and the acts as St. Paul lays out for us an example of what the Christian life looks like. And this St. Paul lays out a thankful pause, if you will, a pause rooted in the acknowledging the gifts that God freely gives in his preservation for his people, and ultimately how that looks like and what that looks like for the Christian. St. Paul begins with writing about the things worthy of praise, things that are true, that are honorable, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are commendable, that ultimately are excellent. These are the things that are worthy of praising God for, to pause and to give him thanks, acknowledging that they, the pure, the honorable, and the like, these are the things that he so freely gives to us and lives in us as well. For these are things that are not part of the world. The world wishes others, but these are the things of God. And God shows us and lives them through us in faith, the faith that he so freely gives. So we find their fullness and their fulfillment in the person and the works of Jesus Christ for you. It is what he is first and foremost about, and thus worthy of even our own praise, and especially of our praise. And because of that, all of our acts now, all of our pious pauses, because of his work for you, too now are worthy of being praised. His blood shed and redeemed every single one of our works and has made them worthy of praise because of himself, because of the work that he has worked for us. He himself is the only one for whom there is praise and acknowledgement worthy of being given. And thanks be to God, he allows for us to play within that as well. Then the second flows out of that worthy of being praised. The thing that is worthy of being praised then is contentment. Contentment in the things that the Lord so freely gives. Because of the praise pause, we now see God's hand and handiwork in all things. The good, the bad, the ugly. God is right there in the middle of them all. And this pause allows us, in whatever it is that the Lord has given to us, in whatever the Lord lays before us to live through as his people, to find contentment in them, just as we find contentment in him as a gift given by the Holy Spirit through faith. In the being brought low and the being made high, or whatever else it might be, there is great contentment because we are content in the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has won our full forgiveness, and through which now this contentment flows, seeing all things being given as from a gracious Father, a gracious God, who does not leave us nor forsake us. He does not leave us alone in any of this, but is right here alongside of us all the way through. As he continues to give his Holy Spirit, to give us faith, and to put us in a community like this one here at CTSFW, to help us through them all the goods, the bads, the uglies. For the Lord works through physical means. He continues to give his gifts through means. In his sacraments, he gives his forgiveness, his own blood shed for you. And in his people, he gives comfort and care and mercy and thankfulness and praise. This is why it is so important for you to be studying here at this seminary physically, in person, and being a part of this community. You cannot replace the incarnational nature of pastoral and diaconal formation. Lastly, then, it is taking these two, we find the fulfillment of Christ, who does all things well for us. For in him all things are ours. Things that matter are possible. All things that matter are possible. Forgiveness and life and salvation. All because of the love of our good and gracious Father, who gave his Son for you, for the full forgiveness of your sins. So this Advent, pause. Pause to receive the gifts that the Lord gives. Pause to be in those things that are worthy of being praised. Pause in contentment. And pause knowing that in Christ, all things are possible. For you, for me, and for all the faithful. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.